This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Surgery can be the best solution to a medical issue, but it puts enormous stress on the body, and it puts patients at risk for complications, which can slow recovery. But it turns out that there's a way to help. Prehabilitation, or prehab. And taking the time and effort to get into shape before elective surgery can vastly improve a patient's chances for a speedy recovery. Because the healthier a person is before a surgery, the better equipped their body is to overcome the stress responses produced during the surgery. Rehabilitation is better known. It's the medical specialty that helps people regain lost functionality after a medical event or injury. For example, people who have undergone hip replacement surgery usually require extensive rehab to help them rebuild muscle strength and regain function and mobility. Prehab is like rehab before surgery. It strives to get the body to its maximum health potential through exercise and nutritional training so that the patient can more quickly heal and return to normal activities after their surgery. Like rehab, though, prehab takes time. Cardiovascular improvements can be seen in as little as 3 weeks, but 4 to 8 weeks of prehab before surgery is necessary for patients to see strength gain. Prehab is sort of a buzzword right now, but the idea has been in the works for at least a couple of decades. In 1997, in an effort to improve postoperative outcomes of patients, a group of general physicians from Europe developed a method called enhanced recovery after surgery. It employs practices designed to reduce a patient's hospital stay, complication rates, recovery period, and economic costs. Through the years, the protocol has evolved to include practices such as patient and family education, pain management, and nutrition recommendations. For the article this episode is based on, How Stuff Works spoke with Katie Starr, VIVO Chief Scientific Officer with the VA Perioperative Optimization of Senior Health at the Durham VA Medical Center in Durham, North Carolina. She said, "What we want to do with prehab is bump somebody's baseline from where they started so that we can delay and reduce the loss and impact caused by surgery so they'll be able to recover sooner. The type of surgery and the patient's needs dictate the type of prehab needed. For example, prehab is often used in patients undergoing joint replacement surgery to build muscle mass in order to better support the body and provide mobility as the affected area recovers. So, before knee replacement surgery, prehab might be used to strengthen the patient's upper body. It may focus on their arm strength so the patient can lift themselves in and out of chairs in their bed until it's safe to apply pressure to the rebuilt knee. There's also cardiorespiratory prehab. Starr explained, cardiorespiratory muscles are extremely important when it comes to intubation during anesthesia. The impact on the lungs is very big. Strength training for those muscles and building aerobic capacity can help improve cardiorespiratory fitness, which helps lessen the risk of infection, pneumonia, or aspiration after surgery, all of which can cause long-term complications. Meanwhile, nutrition impacts how quickly the body heals from the stress of surgery, which is why being nutritionally fit before undergoing surgery is imperative to a good recovery, Starr said. Many conditions can adversely impact nutrition. As we age, our bodies go through physiological and metabolic changes that result in a loss of muscle mass and renal function, which can affect hydration and fluid status. Surgical stress also boosts blood sugar levels in the body, posing risks for patients who have diabetes, including wound site infections and longer recovery. Cancer and cancer treatments can also affect a person's ability to eat food or absorb nutrients, which can lead to malnutrition. Starr said, just like with function and cardiorespiratory and physical function, we know that nutritional status is going to decline in the hospital setting. We want to make sure we do everything we can on the front end to help mitigate that on the back end. While anyone would benefit from getting in optimal health before elective surgery, prehab is intended for patient populations who are more vulnerable to surgical stress response, including elderly people, anyone with pre-existing conditions like diabetes or autoimmune disorders, and patients with cancer, particularly those who have undergone chemotherapy or radiation treatment. Starr said, we're trying to reduce the insult caused by surgery and get patients home and back active and back to their baseline as soon as possible. A prehab isn't a magic wand. Surgery is always hard on the body, and you have to put in the work. But studies have shown enough evidence to support the benefits of prehabilitation that the American College of Surgeons has launched a program called Strong for Surgery, focused on identifying and evaluating evidence-based practices aimed at optimizing the health of patients before they go under the knife. As always, I'm not a medical expert, so if you or someone you love is preparing for surgery and is curious about prehab, talk to an actual medical expert, like your doctor. Today's episode is based on the article, Prehab Could Make Your Recovery from Surgery a Bit Easier, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Jennifer Walker-Journey. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.